Hi all, welcome to Get Stuff Done. My name is Fintan Gavigan and I'm the co-founder of Collaborative, and we're the new marketing agency in Dublin. On each episode, we speak with people from varying sectors about how they get stuff done, and today I'm speaking with someone I've done a lot of work with over the years, David Douglas. Dave is the founder and CEO of Ebo, the digital agency here in Dublin. So good morning, Dave, how are you?
Not bad, not bad. Thanks, Fintan. How are you doing?
Good, good, keeping well. Well, look, you're very welcome. So first up, you have the mic. So tell us about yourself and what it is you and Ebo do.
I am Dublin born, 43. And during college, I opened a company or agency called Ebo. And that was back in 1999. So we are currently in our 21st year. At that stage, what was going on in the world, the dot-com bubble burst, or the dot-com boom had just burst. I was studying computer science and started building websites with the view to doing nice creative on top of technology and then selling that into brands. At that stage, web design was it was an add-on. It was a bit of an afterthought, and it was a bit of a dirty word in sort of creative marketing circles. So we would have referred to ourselves in order to get some credibility as web and graphic design. A lot of the work we would have done at that time was taking websites or brands, etc., and giving them some form of presence on the web. At that stage, it was early times for booking systems and e-commerce and pieces like that. So it was a lot of brochureware. And in around 2000, we landed our first big client, which was Budget Travel. And we helped them create budgettravel.ie into a full booking platform, and obviously became the jewel in the crown of Budget Travel. So we worked on that for 8 years, and that was really the turning point of an idea that was started on my own in my bedroom, listening to REM, into an agency that today hires anything between 20 to 25 people, manages all the HSE's social media during COVID-19, and works on major brands like Kerrygold, Keepak, JP Morgan, and others. Well aided and abetted by my co-director, Sharon Murray, who joined 3 years into the agency being open. So the way Sharon and I work the agency is that I'm kind of brand and ideas and creative and sales and all that stuff, and Sharon is operations, so she takes all the ideas and puts them into action, makes them happen.
Would you tell us about some great stuff you felt you've done or got done over the years?
My favorite things I have done over the years are, from a client perspective, we ran and worked on GAA.ie for 7 years. That was superb. One of my favorite clients of all time. Next to that, the work we do for HSE is absolutely massive. We've been with the HSE 5 years or thereabouts, designed a lot of their websites, managed a lot of their social comms, lots of creative for them, and a really, really nice team of really, really nice people who mean well and are working very hard. Those two are very close to my heart. From the sort of FMCG brands and pieces like that, Kerrygold has always been a feather in the cap. Strong roots. We do a lot on food, and I like to always ensure that I use my clients' products. So I get a lot of nice food in my kitchen, a lot of nice food in my house, which is always a nice end to the day. And then there's other places where I've done projects on my own. I owned a gallery in Castle Street where I ran shows with David Bowie's estate, Ronnie Wood from the Stones, Patty Boyd, who was married to Eric Clapton, and George Harrison. The last show we did was an 80th anniversary of the Beano with Horace Panther of the Specials, which was quite a nice event there. It was Horace sitting in the gallery playing me the final songs that were going to be released on the new Specials album. So I've had lots of lovely little treats like that along the way. And then just at the start of lockdown, I launched a new project called getagardener.ie, which is gardening clean out services. I started that with a friend from school, Malcolm, who I used to bunk school with together and do all sorts of things. Malcolm and I kind of came together. I'm the brand and the website. Malcolm is operations and gets the job done. It's now got three vans on the road, actually, within the space of 6-7 months, and we just launched another sidearm to it called getachristmastree.ie, which is delivery and disposal of Christmas trees over this COVID period. And the backstory to that was listening to "It'll Be Lonely This Christmas" and changing the words to be "It'll Be COVID-y This Christmas." And then we kind of said, well, you know what we'll do with the vans in the quiet time? Let's get Christmas trees to people during the COVID season. So those are kind of cool things that I've enjoyed to do. But I really do, one of my favorite things to do is to be feet on the ground and get out and about or get involved in the projects. What we've always done in the agency, myself and Sharon, is get the elbows in and just get stuck in. And, you know, sometimes when your elbows in, you have to leave a few bodies along the way. You can't be afraid to do that. That's part of life. You can't. It's one of those things, if you go to heaven and they say, well, you're nice to everybody, it's like, well, I don't really want that. I want to have gone to heaven and may have had a bit of edge along the way. So we can stand up for ourselves as well in the agency, which is important.
So Dave, with all those learnings and 20 years of learnings now running your own gig, give us a hack, give us a life hack, give us something, that one thing, if you were to say to anyone about how to get stuff done, the thing to do, your silver bullet, what would it be?
My silver bullet for getting things done is to never ask anyone to do anything that you wouldn't do yourself. So you lead from the top. When we had the gallery in Castle Street, I used to get out and wash the windows every 2 or 3 days, and I'd wash the floor. And I'd have to wash all sorts of things off the front of the building, being city centre in Dublin. And I learned that when I worked in retail. I worked in McCullough's and Suffolk Street and The Gap and Henry Street. And this is when I was 15. I'm not giving the hard story. I was brought up, I was very tough. I wasn't. I was brought up in Blackrock, went to Blackrock College, and it was all very nice. But we did work. The old man and mum was always, you got to go to work. Nothing comes easy. And in that, I always learned that, you know, get up the ladder, serve the customer, wipe the floor, set a good example, and keep people's feet on the ground. And Sharon and I have always been pretty good at keeping our feet on the ground. And that is really important, because you shouldn't ask somebody to do what you wouldn't do.
Slight diversion from the conversation. David Bowie, Ronnie Wood, Paddy Boyd, Horace Panther, then lockdown. Music means a lot to you.
Yeah.
What's good at the moment?
Ooh, well, you see, I work for this site called therecordhub.com, which is an online vinyl store, which is doing fabulous at the moment because I have all these vinyl heads are sitting at home just buying records. So what was the last I bought was yesterday, the new Eels album and the new album by A Certain Ratio, which Certain Ratio, one of those factory bands, New Order and those guys in the 80s. Eels are a band I've always loved. Prior to that, I bought the new Travis album. I've always loved a bit of moaner rock. That's always been my thing. Like, I was a kind of angsty teenager and a moany 20 or something. So Travis was there. And Bruce Springsteen's Letter to You. And there is nothing better than listening to Bruce Springsteen being Bruce Springsteen. It's like Bruce is playing Bruce. It's like watching Al Pacino play Al Pacino. It's just tickles the heart, as they say.
I'm listening to him on vinyl, even better.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. So my little home desk is right beside my record player and my vinyl collection. So I sit at home, and I've always done this over the years when I'm writing a pitch or answering a pitch, is to sit in my house on my own with a couple of beers and stick on some records and get stuck in. Now I live with my partner, Joanne, who was one of my clients at one stage, and her children, who I have two stepchildren. One is Johnny, he's 15, and Zoe, who's 20. So now I have my little corner of the house, and I have to subject them all to classic rock. And
Dave, thanks for your time.
Cheers.
I'm going out to buy a load of vinyl, and I'm going to get a christmastree.ie to get my tree. Yeah, you've been very good with your time, and hopefully catch up with you soon.
Super. Cheers, Fenton.
Thanks.